There was an incident involving some kind of inflatable toy being sort of bounced about in front of the stage. There was an argument over this sort of inflatable balloon, and the 26-year-old male who's in hospital was assaulted, we think by a single punch, fell to the floor and became unconscious. Two members of the audience came to assist and administered CPR. The male was then taken with by security staff and medical staff and seen by the police. At the time, he appeared to recover, but unfortunately, his condition deteriorated throughout the day, which required hospital admission, and it was discovered he had a bleed on the brain, so he's currently being treated at Hope Hospital for that. He's in a serious condition and would like people to come forward.
You say that two people performed CPR, so at that point, he literally was a life-threatening situation.
I think it was a life-threatening situation, you know, at the time. He quickly came round, so what we don't know is whether he did stop breathing or not, but actually the actions of those two individuals obviously did assist, and they've really quickly come forward as a result of our media appeal yesterday. But that does show you the general nature of the audience, that people come forward and help each other at those type of events. So it's a real shame that the odd individual can, you know, mar an event like this through, you know, unthoughtful, you know, idiotic actions of, you know, using violence.
And this was in front of his girlfriend, wasn't it? I mean, it's so distressing for people to witness.
Yeah, I mean, it's distressing for the girlfriend, it's distressing for the family. I mean, you know, you can picture it now, they're currently sat by his bedside at Hope Hospital. So I'm just appealing to people, and even the individual that's done it, you know, come and give us your explanation, and, you know, we can then deal with it from there.
So is there any motive? You mentioned this inflatable. Do we know anything about the argument that took place?
No, we don't. You know, I don't think there was any major issues regarding it. It was the normal type of thing that occurs, you know, front of stage at a festival. And I just think it was somebody that couldn't control their temper.
So how are your investigations going? You've given us the description. What else is being done to trace this man?
I mean, clearly at events like that, there is CCTV. There's footage for recording for promotion purposes. We're linking in with the event organisers, getting all that CCTV. Anything that I've spoken to the organisers about, they've taken seriously. And, I can say that they've taken the safety of the audience, which is their responsibility, really seriously from the things they've put in place. So we'll continue to work with the organisers for next year's event. I'd bring us back to the main point in the interview, is hope that male with the head injuries does make a recovery.
And of course, the vital thing really is the fact that this happened in front of a crowd of people. There must have been witnesses that you've not spoken to yet.
There must be, you know, tens if not hundreds of witnesses that may have information for us. And certainly individuals that know this person has done it, they'll be talking about it, they'll be worried about it. So why not come forward and tell us and get that off your chest?